You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burling. Today is December 6th, 2021. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. And I can't believe we're already in December. That's right. Most of the year is over. We are looking into 2022. But before that, let's do a little holiday season. So first off, guys, I want to say I apologize for missing a show. We missed the Thanksgiving show, mainly because of my, I'll be honest, my work has been crazy right now. If you live in South Florida or have been to South Florida, in the wintertime, in this area, especially where I live, it's very seasonal. There's a lot of snowbirds, we call them. People that commute from, they basically are running from the snow. They come, they live here part-time, and they usually live here during the winter months because of the weather, and they go back home during the summer. They go to New York, they go to Michigan, all these other places, and Canada as well. And when the Canadian border opened up for the United States from Canada to come be able to leave and go whenever you please again, it actually surged the area. So every retailer in this area is doing 20, 30, 40, 50% over projection in sales and over last year and everything like that. It is very busy retailers. And being a retailer myself, working in retail, well, I definitely have the effects too of that. So in our area, it was very crazy. And we all know it's the world we're in right now. It's just everybody's trying to get some normalcy. So I apologize for missing that. Been doing a lot of hours. I just couldn't get anything together with Thanksgiving being a record year for a lot of companies. It was just record year for me as well. It was. I'll be honest, guys. It was pretty strange. It was intense. I've been a retail manager for a long time, and I've been doing retail for over 20 years. And this was definitely one of the most challenging Thanksgiving weeks I've ever had. So I do apologize for missing the podcast. I hate doing that, especially during the holiday season. But we're back now, and we're in December. So who knows what December will bring. So the holiday season is here, guys. I hope you all have your wish list out and everything ready to go, because the vendors are in full-fledged. They have a lot of stuff in stock, and they are ready to rumble, if you know what I mean. First thing I want to talk about on the cast today, guys, would be the Black Friday sales were incredible. I mean, I could not believe how many vendors had something going on. And there was a way to actually a really cool webpage to check out and see all of them being updated. I'll talk about that. The adjustable slant razor from Rex Supply Company, or Razor Emporium, came out. That was really something that I heard Matt talk about it previously in the past, and then finally it's a reality. It's out for pre-order. Really looking at revolutionizing kind of the safety razor world, actually. It's actually a new concept that we haven't seen yet, and well, it's really exciting. I'll talk about a little bit about that too, the new adjustable slant razor from Rex Supply Company. Yeah, I found another toggle replica while looking around the other day. This has been in the works for a little while by Global Shave, but they're building a toggle replica. We'll talk a little bit about that. And in Collector's Corner, yep, that's right, guys. It's that time of the year. We're going to talk about vintage Gillette Christmas ads and Christmas backers and Christmas stuff, because that's something that they do a lot during this time of the year. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So this year, Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales probably were the best for wet shaving that I have ever seen since I've started wet shaving just over 10 years now. So I'm going to go back a little bit back in the past and tell you a little bit about my experience with Black Friday sales. I could tell you right now that when I started wet shaving, I looked around for Black Friday stuff, and I think maybe one vendor had something going on. I think it was Maggard's, maybe. I don't even know if they were around then. I'm not sure. But it was like one vendor had 10% off or had a special release soap or something like that. But there were no sales, like nothing to, no discounts. Well, this year, this was the best yet, to the point where a Mark on Sharpologist created a webpage or a live link with the shaving deals as they updated. As he found them, as he got the emails, he said he updated it and made a whole page. It's still actually there if you want to check it out just to see what was there. And there was over 20 vendors that had sales. One vendor, the Holy Black, had 50% off everything on their site. I mean, they just went nuts. You know, even Phoenix Arts and Accoutrements, they had a sale. All of the smaller vendors that usually don't, they had something going on. And I was just amazed to see that because, you know, I understand we're smaller businesses and, you know, sometimes you just can't do, you know, a discount like that for a day or two. But a lot of the vendors did this year. So I was really impressed and really happy to find that. You know, you had Fine Accoutrements, they had 30% off everything on their site, no coupon code needed. I mean, that's like something you don't really see, the 50% off everything with a secret stash launch with Holy Black. Now, I got to be honest, guys, I was very intrigued by this. I wanted to buy some stuff. The only thing holding me back is I haven't really mentioned this on the cast. I don't have a sense of smell or taste anymore still. So I can't smell soap. I can't smell, food or anything like that. I can't taste anything. So for me, buying more software, it's difficult because I can't really enjoy it. I bought a soap this year, one soap, and I just smelled it and I was like, oh, this is amazing. But I can't smell it. You know, I'm sure the lathering was great, but I couldn't get, I'm getting some of it's coming back a little bit, but for the most part, I don't have that ability since July. So, fingers crossed to have that come back. So when that does come back, vendors beware that I'm going to go and raid some of your stuff. Like I'm going to make some decent purchases of some soap and stuff like that so I can get back to normal here. Sorry for sidebarring on that one. But, so West Coast Shaving had a big sale. Arts of Shaving had a big sale. All these vendors, they had some really, really awesome things going on. Just goes to show you how big the wet shaving world, I think, is starting to get with us as the vendors, with us as consumers. And one thing I've noticed, and the reason probably why this is getting bigger, is because I've seen a lot of new names on Facebook. In fact, the new generation's out. A lot of people that, you know, you look at it, the names are new from last year. And that just shows you that a lot of people are joining the hobby and having fun with it. And that's something that's really exciting and great. Seeing that, 10 years ago we had several YouTubers and maybe four artisans. Yeah, 10 years ago, yeah, four or five artisans. And now we have, over 100 artisans, hundreds of YouTubers, and just lots of websites and podcasts too. I mean, there's more than one podcast for shaving as well. So Cyber Monday, Black Friday, awesome sales. I left the link in the show notes for you if you want to check out the Sharpologist page that Mark did, which, by the way, every wet shaver should send him a thank you pat on the back, virtual pat on the back, because honestly, that made it a lot easier for me to find everything. And it was really exciting to watch them pop up. I was actually watching it live on Black Friday and Cyber, all the way up through that last weekend, actually, to see what was going on, what was the sale. And I did buy a couple of things, not much, but like I said, once I get my sense of smell back and everything, I'm definitely going to be buying more software. So hopefully that comes back soon so I can get in on some of these new scents, because there's a lot of new stuff out there now too, guys. It's great. Really exciting. So Black Friday to Cyber Monday, definitely best year ever, I think. If not, top 2, top 3 since I've started wet shaving. And it's just really exciting. I can't wait to see what next year will bring and the rest of the holiday season. So, guys, part of that Black Friday excitement last week was the new razor from Rex Supply Company, or Razor Emporium, which is called the Rex Console. Now, the Console is a safety razor that is built much like the Ambassador, the same kind of design. It's really the same design, but with a slant. And that's something that we haven't seen yet. It's 100% CNC machine, made in USA, all that good stuff. A stainless steel slant razor that's adjustable. And now, I don't think that I've ever seen anything like that, so I'm pretty sure this concept is fairly new to the wet shaving world, something we don't see too often. We see lots of replica designs and, new items, but we don't see new concepts. So this razor now is out, or ready for pre-order. I'm on the website right now. And you're looking at $350 for a pre-order. So you'd have to, get it first. Let's see if this pre-order's still open. I'm not even sure it's still open. No, it's still open. And it's about the same size, maybe a little bit bigger than or a little smaller than a regular Ambassador. Has the same adjustable mechanism in it. And it's 100% stainless steel. So, awesome item. I love slant razors. I love certain slants. I think some slants are awesome and just shave great. And to have an adjustable one, really interested in this whole this concept. So I can't wait to see some of the reviews coming out when this razor is available, which will be probably pretty soon if you do your pre-order. And stay in contact with us and let us know, because I can't wait to start seeing these out. I did not pull the trigger on it yet. I'm going to hold off a little bit on that one and wait for the reviews. Not that I don't believe in Rexon Supply Company. I have used an Ambassador. I do own an Envoy as well. I think they're great razors. I just want to see what these things look like. I want to see what they shave like. I want to see all this interesting stuff on that Rex and on that adjustable slant razor. So great concept. Hats off to Matt and team at Rex Supply Company, because that is a big deal. And just to see something like that out after all this time, to keep honestly being innovative, it's a big plus. So Razor Emporium, Rex Supply Company, we salute you here at the podcast. Keep up the good work, and looking forward to seeing some of these reviews on the console new adjustable slant safety razor. All right, guys, moving along. Another toggle replica is in our midst, and it is on a crowdfunding site now from Global Shave. So we've seen toggles. We love toggles. We talk about toggles all the time from Gillette. And it's probably, if not the most difficult or most complex razor design out there, it is definitely the most, difficult to fix, right? Just talking to, we're just mentioning Razor Emporium. Those guys do it for a living. You know, I'm sure that they go through a lot of toggle wars and toggle, a little toggle blues here and there with some of them, because there's a lot of moving parts. It is very complicated to use, to put together. And those razors were done, they were built in factories. They were really built in factories that had, maybe 20, 30 different machines that would make parts for them and put them together. So it was a little different back then than it is now when you CNC machine every single part and have to really get all the tolerances right 100% instead of forging them and having like big presses and stuff to make it. So we've seen one toggle replica come out, and we saw the Janus razor last year or year before that. And I thought the concept was great. I think that the razor, I did get to try one, so I did try it from Janus themselves. They let me try the razor. I thought it was great. I thought it did work as intended. I thought the mechanism was good. I did think that the blade exposure was a little bit off. Very aggressive razor, even at the lowest setting. So that would be the only thing I would have tweaked on it. But the build quality was pretty good. But I could see the pain and suffering it took to make that thing, because there is so many parts, and it took, I think, 2 or 3 years to make the 50 production models a reality, and lots of setbacks for that company. So to see a toggle replica coming back out, it's very exciting from Global Shave. Global Shave brought the fat guy, the fat boy replica, which is basically one of those razors you take it. They're copying it. They're doing it in a machine shop in Pakistan, and then they're hand assembling them in Canada. So just to see this toggle replica maybe come into making it a reality is great, but at $150 or $200, whatever it is, it does give you that okay, so I can buy this or I can go out and buy another toggle on eBay. Now, I will admit, toggle prices are at the highest I've ever seen them, even for regular toggle. They're going for, I don't know, maybe $500 now for a cased one, $700 for one with a box, and then you can get one for a couple $100 maybe without in decent shape. So, yeah, you might save a few dollars, but, I mean, I bought my toggle several years ago for $180, right, with the box. I mean, it was a good deal. I remember when toggles were, like, hardest thing to get. They were the most expensive razor, that. The bottom dial was, that's what everybody wanted, right? So, to see this replica coming out, it's very interesting and very exciting to see, and hopefully they do a good job with it. Now, it's going to be CNC machined and made mostly of stainless steel. There's only going to be 350 units on the initial release, because they said, Global Shave admitted, it does take a lot of time and work to get them together, so they will only be able to do 350. And it will be available, I guess, sometime next year. So if you want to check out the crowdfunding campaign, I have the link in the show notes for that. You can take a look at it if you want to join. I think it's $150 guaranteed of a razor, and you will have to probably wait maybe another year, 6 months or so, before getting it. So if you're a Toggle fan, if you love that that whole, you know, concept, you are definitely a modern day wet shaver, because back in the 50s and early 60s, consumers didn't really like that Toggle aspect. They liked the actual twist to turn, and that's why the Toggle really never made it past 1960 and past that kind of like the initial stage, because really it was very expensive, and it just, the consumer liked the twist open. They liked the TTO design. So that's kind of where that went. So we love the Toggle because it's unique. But again, at the time when it came out, it wasn't really well received, or as well received as the regular Gillette adjustable. So what better way to celebrate, you know, that than to make it again? So no, that's okay, guys. That's just a little dig from me to all the people trying to recreate this razor. It is very hard to recreate this design. Gillette really knew what they were doing, and they had the tools to do it. I commend you to try, and looking forward to seeing some of the reviews on this one. But also, if you really want a Toggle, I would probably recommend just buying a vintage Toggle, and then if you needed to get it tuned up or fixed, you know, there are services out there that do it, so you can get it and make it look brand new. They are very durable. They're great, and they're fun razors to shave with. They're very nice and mild, and they're just typical Gillette. Really good, really good, well-made product. So take a look at the show notes if you get in the show notes with the link, if you want to take a look at that crowd funding site and see if that's something you would like to do or get. And let me know if you have any experience with it, or if you get yours, you can send me an email, send me some pictures so I can feature it on the show. All right, everyone. Collector's Corner. Yeah, we got to talk about it. Old Gillette stuff. That's right. Gillette collectible Christmas stuff. So there's a lot. A little story, a little backstory about Gillette. In the next show, I'll have the videos on there, like little old Christmas advertisements that you see on YouTube. We'll put a couple of links on there for that on the next show. We do that every year. Gillette, you know, honestly, back in the day, people didn't have online shopping and stuff like that, but they did have catalog shopping. So the Sears catalog was very much like an Amazon for back in the day, from 1800, late 1800s all the way up until about the 1990s. That Sears catalog was, honestly, that was like Amazon. That was like eBay. It was like everything like that. It was online shopping, but through a catalog, and you would send in your order, what you'd want, and you send them a check, or your credit card information, they'd bill you and then ship it to you, right? Just like Amazon does now. And knowing that, the shopping, people used to shop differently back, 50, 60, 70 years ago, even 20 or 30 years ago. Shopping before the internet, I think, before the internet was really big, was more along the lines of, hey, Q4 or the quarter of when Christmas was in and Hanukkah, most people shop then. They did the majority of their gift shopping. They did the majority of their like shopping for certain things during that time because they were buying gifts, right? They're buying for other people. And that was when Gillette did most of their business and had all of their new releases. All the new releases of razors, all the gift set, all the like the bigger packs and stuff. Even to this day, they still do it. They make the gift sets for this quarter, for Q4, which is from around Thanksgiving time to the end of the year. Like October-ish to the end of the year. And the reason why is because that's when they did the majority of their sales. And that's when they would sell those extra items, and they would mark them up a little bit and be able to make more money. So there's a lot of Christmas merchandise out there with Gillette, with Santa Claus on it. There's different blade packages. There's different razor packages. There are blade displays. There are always a lot of things for Q4, for the last quarter of the year, that Gillette would come out with and sell. So that's why there are several Gillette collectors out there that have a ton of this stuff. Like they have the shippers, the store front displays. They have that's when they came out with the big Toggle or the big razors, the big ones for the displays and stuff like that. They had a lot of that because they would sell a ton of these razors. And that's why most of the razors you get will have a 4 on the date code, meaning Q4. It was produced in Q4. The Toggles were all made in Q4. They made the Toggles in that gift set, and they charged a lot of money for them because they wanted them to sell, and they felt that people would, and they did, it's proven, will spend more money during that time and buy a nice gift for somebody instead of just buying a razor to use. You get that nice gift set and everything like that. So, that is one of the most popular, I'd say, Christmas or holiday gift set would be like the Gillette toggle. Then you would see, like, in the show notes, I have a picture of some blades here with a shipper on it. A shipper is a display, advertising these blades. Give this to him. And that's just what Gillette usually used to do, and a lot of companies did. They focused a lot of their advertising campaign on that time of the year, and that's why there's so many different Gillette products out there. So one of my favorite, as mentioned, we just mentioned it a couple times in the podcast today, is my favorite, I'd say, holiday gift would be the toggle. You know, one thing I did myself was recreate a toggle. Like, I bought a toggle a while ago, and then I ended up buying that plastic blue case that housed the razor separately because I just couldn't find it at the time, and I ended up getting a really good one and being able to case it. And I love looking at that during the holiday season because I could think of it. All I think of is somebody got this at a store, right? They went to whatever, Macy's, they went to Sears, they went to Woolworths, all those old stores that aren't around anymore, really. And they went in there and they probably saw that on the display and said, hey, you know what? That's a great gift. I'm going to get that. Even though it was $10, or $15. It was a little bit more than they would usually spend on that. Wow, that's a lot of money, but, that looks really cool. I'm going to buy that. And then I could just see somebody opening that up on Christmas, taking a look at it and saying, wow, this is really awesome. And I can't wait to use this. And then putting it to the side and possibly never using it and leaving it in a drawer or using it later on because it was a good gift and they thought it was too nice to use, whatever. But that's what I always think when I open it up. I think about the person that got that in 1960 or 1958 when they came out and received that as a real gift, and what Christmas looked like back then and what it looked like in that day and how it was still packaged in the same packaging. So that's one of my favorite Christmas gifts. If you have any favorite like Christmas gift that you've received wet shaving wise, please send me an email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. I'd love to feature it on the show on the next show for the Christmas episode, which is coming up, or holiday episode, whichever you'd like to call it. I'm going to go over some gifts and stuff like that, gift-giving guides and stuff, and just talk a little bit more on the next podcast. So if you have anything like that, your favorite gift that you received in wet shaving, or if you have some of those vintage Gillette sets that have Christmas stuff on it or something along those lines, please share it with me. Love to put it on the wet shaving podcast and just have a good old time with it. Really, just talk about it and have everybody just get to see and share those pictures. All right, guys. Well, that concludes the show for this week. What a week. I can tell you right now, the holidays are in full swing. Everybody's going crazy out there buying stuff and getting ready for the holidays. And, a little bit of sense of normalcy since last year. Most people didn't get to travel or do anything or see their family other than Zoom meetings or something like that. This year, a lot of people are meeting up. So great to see some sense of normalcy. One thing I got to say is just stay safe out there, guys. You make sure your health comes first, health of your family, and wishing you a happy holiday season and rest of the year, too. So, guys, remember our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. Special thanks to Mark, Mantic59, for everything that he does for the wet shaving community, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog when you get a chance, shavestraightandsafe.com. I'm rebuilding it right now. It'll be coming out in January. We'll have some new stuff. And really, until next time, our next show will be on the 20th of December, which just so happens to be my birthday. So looking forward to that. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.